You are listening to Baseball Zealot Radio.
Hello, welcome to Baseball Zealot Radio. My name is Tom Millsap, and I'm coming to you from Urbana, Illinois. Today is July 23rd, 2007. This is show 25. Today we have an exciting show today. We have Brian Alaska from Chicago. He is from Chicago Minor League Review. It's a website that chronicles the goings-on from a lot of the minor league teams from Chicago, be it baseball, hockey, football. He concentrates a lot on baseball, so we thought we'd have him on. So in a few minutes, we'll have him on and talk to him. Before we do, I want to let you know how you can get a hold of us. You can email us. Our email address is feedback@baseballzealotradio.com. You can come to our website if you haven't already. Our website address is www.baseballzealotradio.com. You can call us and leave voicemail. Our voicemail number is 217-883-4571. Without any further ado, I think we're just going to go ahead, take a quick 5-second break and go right to the interview. Be back in a sec. Okay, we are here with Brian Alaska. He is a blogger. His website is the Chicago Minor League Review. His website basically is covering Chicago minor leagues. And by minor leagues, it's not just baseball. It covers all kinds of sports. Brian, welcome to Baseball Zealot Radio. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing very well. Thank you. It's very nice to be here. You know, And you're right. It doesn't just cover the baseball, but I have to say, when it comes to minor leagues, it's the baseball leagues that seem to have it down the best. So
right.
most of the coverage tends to be on the baseball, and of course, baseball was, you know, my passion and my favorite sport. So
sure.
It's kind of what got me into the whole thing in the first place. But yes, we try to cover everything because it turns out that there's a lot of minor league sports in and around the Chicago area, including, you know, football and hockey teams. So, we try to provide a little bit for everybody.
And I was just going to say, there are in the Chicago area, that it's a huge, metro area with a lot of sports options.
Right.
Like you say, hockey, football, basketball. Do you know if there are any soccer minor leagues? I know soccer is coming up with some, minor league action. I honestly don't know if there are, but,
I haven't found any in this area. You know, there were some people when I mentioned the site wanted to know if I was going to cover Chicago's major league soccer team as a minor league sport. And I said, well, no, technically speaking, that is a major league
no,
team.
No, it is a major league.
So that, no, I mentioned that doesn't count.
I mentioned your site to, somebody, and they were, they told me that there are soccer minor leagues springing up around the country, so that's just why I mentioned it.
If one pops up around here, I will definitely cover it. In fact, I'm looking for, there used to be some more basketball going around, but unfortunately a lot of those teams folded up shop and have kind of moved out of town, and so I'm waiting to see if that ever, you know, expands too, so you never know.
So what is basically the goal of Chicago Minor League Review?
Well, you know, it's a lot of the minor league teams have sprung up over the years. I mean, the reason why I reached out to you too is because so much of it is centered around baseball. I mean, there are now two major independent leagues, the North League and the Frontier League. Each of them, the Northern League has three baseball teams in the area, and the Frontier League has at least two.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then there's the affiliated team, the Kane County Cougars. So you have
all of these
teams stretching from Gary, Indiana to Rockford, Illinois. So I kind of play with what's the Chicago area. I figure if it's in driving distance, you know, that's good enough for me.
Right.
And the goal was to try to bring coverage of and information about all of those teams into one spot. Whereas right now, you know, if you live on the south side of town, the Daily Southtown, which is a newspaper that covers that area of Chicago, covers the Windy City Thunderbolts minor league team.
Sure.
And up on the north side of town, we have the Daily Herald, and they cover the Schaumburg Flyers team and the Kane County Cougars. And then, you know, but this was an attempt to try to bring it into one place. And also, to try to provide information about what it, why I feel that, you know, going to a minor league game can often be a more interesting experience than even going to a major league, game. And that's especially true, I feel, for people who have families. You know, going to a Wrigley Field or U.S. Cellular Field can cost a small fortune if you have a family. And, yeah, and so if these teams, you know, you can get in parking for free. I mean, you know, you can get a ticket for a Thunderbolts game for $6. That's less than a movie, you know, and still get, I think, quality entertainment, and it's very family oriented. And so that's my goal. I don't necessarily think that I can cover the sports as timely and as fast as a newspaper, but I do the best I can to bring all the information together in one spot and provide information to people who are interested in this kind of thing. And I think that there's a growing audience out there for it. At least that's my hope.
Well, that's fantastic. You mentioned the Frontier League, and I just want to interject here that three University of Illinois former players are playing in the Frontier League. I don't think they're playing for Chicago teams, but we have a pretty sizable alumni audience, and I want to mention that the Matt Whitmore and Jimmy Conroy and Brian Blomquist all play in the Frontier League. So sometime you'll be one of your teams will be playing against those guys. I just want to make sure that we do have some millennial players in the Frontier League, and I think just an aside, I think that Daniel Monte for a while there wasn't playing in the Frontier League, if I remember correctly.
Sure.
And I guess he was the player in the New York Little League team a few years back who they found out was too old and got notoriety that way, and he was playing for the Southern Illinois Miners, but I guess they dropped him a few weeks ago. I guess he wasn't doing too well.
It's a very interesting thing in the minor league. You get a chance to see, you know, sometimes you can see some up-and-coming stars. That's particularly true. You find it more with the affiliated teams, like the Kane County Cougars. They're a farm team for the Oakland A's.
Right.
So you'll see some up-and-coming players, but occasionally, when you get in those independent leagues, you will sometimes see a former major leaguer who's sort of on his way down.
Exactly.
Like before he finally retired, Jose Canseco was playing in an independent league out in the Northeast for a while, you know, for like a season. So, so occasionally you do see that, and you know, and occasionally even in the independent leagues, the Gary South Shore Railcats just had one of their pitchers signed by the Toronto Blue Jays. So sometimes you do get, you know, to see up-and-comers even in the independent league.
Sure, so
it's very interesting. And I feel, you know, everything at these minor league teams is usually very similar to a major league team, but on a slightly miniaturized scale. So the stadiums are a little bit smaller. You know, you get weird things, minor league teams like the Flyers and a couple of the other teams, the Cougars too, they have lawn seats, for example, and things like that where you can sit, and you're almost practically sitting on the field. And I find that's true. You know, I've been to a couple of the minor league hockey, you know, games too, and you know, trying to get into a Chicago Blackhawks game, again, you need to almost take a loan out, but you could, you know, for a quarter of the price, practically sit on the ice. You know, and I have yet to make it to, there's apparently something called the North American Football League, which, plays, there's a team out in Kane County, the Kane County Eagles, and they've won their championship six times. And, they're actually considered a minor league football league. And lo and behold, I have yet to make it out there. I've just sort of stumbled upon them once I created this. Mm. So I'd like to make it out there and see what minor league football looks like. So it should be interesting.
I've heard this just secondhand, but I've heard that the minor league, hockey team in Chicago is drawing pretty well.
To be honest, in Chicago, if you're looking for, it, really, more people are Chicago Wolves hockey fans than Blackhawks.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit of background about yourself, how you got started with the minor league review, and what brought you about to start the blog.
So basically, I've been a lifelong Chicagoan and lived in St. Louis for a while. So of course, you know, I'm a baseball fan. And I actually have grown up a White Sox fan, although surrounded by Cubs fans. yeah, I know. It's just I had to be the black sheep in the family. I had to be different. And I knew some people who, when I went to college, who were from smaller towns and would always talk about going to various minor league baseball games. And it always sounded fun. And when I finally heard that there was the first minor league baseball team I heard of here in the Chicago area was the King County Cougars. Right after that, the Northern League set up shop with Schaumburg Flyers. The Schaumburg team is actually easier for me to get to. And I went out there and I had a great time. I sat on the lawn and I just thought, wow, this is one of the coolest baseball experiences I've ever had. And since then, you know, more and more teams have come out. You know, Joliet was added, and Gary, and the Thunderbolts and Crestwood on the south side, and the Rockford got a team. And before you know it, I was just trying to go to all of these teams. And then in the winter, I went to a Wolves game, and I had a great time there. And I just decided, you know, there's something about this minor league stuff that is really just these players are playing because they really love, I mean, it's a big contract. It costs so much less. It's very fan friendly. And I kept running into more and more people who were becoming fans of this type of these kinds of sporting. I would mention, you know, gosh, there should be a magazine that just covers minor league sports in this area. And inevitably they would always, it's a great idea. You should do that. They'll be like, hey, I don't know how to do it on my own. And finally I ran across some other people who were willing to help me with this and start me on this program where they would teach me the ways in which I could start a weblog or blog and hopefully turn that into something that would eventually you could start selling some ads when you got, you know, maybe some readership and, you know, as long as you provided quality content. And then, so I had this in my head that, well, why don't I start this as a simple blog and maybe as it grows and people start coming, maybe it can eventually become almost like an online magazine, and maybe eventually I'll, you know, be able to hire other writers, so someone who could just put them on the other and things. So I thought this would be a good way to get that started, and this helped me sort of put that together, and that's how it started. So, you know, it really kind of got off the ground this year, it kind of in the middle of the season, but you know, close enough to the middle of the baseball season that it would sort of make sense, and so that's where we are now. You know, hoping that people will find it if they're interested in that kind of thing, and hopefully becoming eventually the sort of the authority on minor league teams in this area would be my ultimate goal. So
I think it's a great idea for a website.
Yeah.
I really do. I don't know of one that specifically focuses on Chicago minor leagues, and I think it's a great idea. How many games do you go to, like, you know, the hockey games and all the different minor league baseball games do you try to get to?
I try to get to as many as I can. Now,
okay.
You know, for example, this past, I've been to one Flyers game so far this year.
Okay.
And then this past Friday, I finally made it out to Crestwood to see a Thunderbolts game. And I wanted to get to a Thunderbolts game because they're probably I don't want to discredit any of the teams, but they're probably my second favorite or maybe even my first favorite minor league team. And I don't even know why that is. I've just always had such a great experience there, and the team has been bad for so long. This season, they're finally doing really well and stand a good chance of winning the whole thing. And I actually got up in the press box and got to talk to some people, and it was a lot of fun. And, you know, I'd love to say that I get to a game once a week, but unfortunately, you know, I spend a lot of time. I've actually, you know, reached out to a few fans, regular fans of teams like the Railcats and things
That's
like
great.
That. They have actually started to provide me with information on the teams and moves the teams are making. So, in a way, it's sort of like the foundation for what I hope will eventually be, you know, I'll have actual reporters, you know, fanned out across the state that I can actually pay for articles they'll write and things like that. But
there you go.
So, I'd love to go to a ton of games, but I get to as many as I can is really all I can say.
Sure, sure. Have you considered covering Chicago Suburban Baseball League? I didn't notice that.
I have, actually, and was once actually approached by someone, or we kind of approached each other to sort of cover some of these suburban leagues and semi-pro leagues, and we had a couple of emails exchanged and talked, but it never really quite panned out.
It's definitely going down in minor league, I don't think, but it is a pro baseball league, so that's why I ask.
Yeah, it's definitely something to keep on the radar, and I mean, you know, I've got other areas to expand into.
Sure.
People who listen who are, you know, into college, and something to be said for following, you know, covering some college ball in this area too. But even just covering the minor leagues I had, sometimes I almost feel overwhelmed.
Right, right. No, like, I don't need to add more to your workload, that's for sure.
And it's definitely something I would love to get to. I mean, I would love to expand and cover some of these other games. You know, it's just that to get to that point, I would definitely need other people and then, you know, to help me out with that. So it's definitely on the horizon. So, you know, I hope to get to it. So.
Well, we've been talking to Brian Oaspa. He is the webmaster for the Chicago Minor League Review. Basically, it's a website that's covering a lot of the minor leagues in Chicago, and not just baseball minor leagues, but hockey, football, and anything that any last things you want to talk about, Brian?
No, I think we covered most of it. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me, and I thank all of your listeners. I think you're doing a great job too. I think it's great. You know, I'm a baseball fan before I'm a fan of anything else. So you know, I love any baseball zealots out there. So I'm definitely we baseball zealots need to stick together.
Yeah, right. Yeah, seriously.
Regardless of what team you root for. So.
Well, it's a wonderful site, and before we go, we should make sure to give out that address. We'll link it in the show notes, but it's pretty simple. It's www.chicagominorleaguereview.com. Is that correct?
That's it. That is correct. That's it.
It's just like it sounds.
Just like it sounds.
So, Brian, if there's not anything else, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Sure. I appreciate you being here, and hopefully we'll be in touch, and thanks again.
Thank you very much. Yeah, hopefully we can talk later, and you know, some of the point. I appreciate it.
All right, sir. Thanks a lot, Brian. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I want to thank Brian Oaspa from Chicago Minor League Review. Once again, I'm going to give out the address, his web address, Chicago Minor League Review is quite simply www.chicagominorleaguereview.com. I want it, very nice of Brian to take the time to talk to us. I think that's it. You know how to get a hold of us, feedback@baseballzealotradio.com. Give us an email if you want to let us know how we're doing, if you have any ideas for the show. Our voicemail number is 217-883-4571. Our next show, we're going to have Alan Nathan. He's a University of Illinois professor. He's a physics professor. Dr. Nathan is known for giving classes on the physics of baseball, and I'm really looking forward to this interview. Whether or not I can keep up, that's another thing, but I think that it'll be very interesting. I'll have to wear my thinking cap for this one. So it'll be very interesting. I know this. I went to a couple of lectures of his, and it's very intellectual, very mind-expanding topic, that's for sure. Any of you, those of you who enjoy the physics of baseball, I think you'll really well enjoy hearing it, Alan Nathan. So please stay tuned for that. We'll have one on next week. That's it for me. My name is Tom. We'll be talking to you next week. Bye-bye.